This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It is the top of the hour. I had a little soundbite here for you, but it's just got an attitude, you know. And it's no surprise, Scott, because it was a soundbite from President Obama. But actually, he had something nice to say.
It was the greatest soundbite ever, I promise.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, well, he had something nice to kind of, you know, say about Trump. You know, that he's enjoyed his time together. See, this is the thing that confuses me about this president, is sometimes he says things that you go, well, okay, well, he seems like a nice guy, and he's, you know, he's very charming. And then he comes up with other things. He go, well, you know, why don't you just, you know, be one way or another? I mean, this is, you know, and I think this is the confusing thing for many people here in this country to understand where this president is coming from, because he just comes off the wall with stuff. I don't know. Maybe, you know, you can. You got to. Well, here. Why don't we go ahead? Let's play and see what you think. Here's President Obama.
Their very best assessment.
How has he impressed you?
You know, he is somebody who I think is very engaging and gregarious.
You like him?
You know, I've enjoyed the conversations that we've had. He is somebody who I think is not lacking in confidence, which is, I think...
Some say that about you, too.
Well, that's what I was saying. It's probably a prerequisite for the job, or at least you have to have enough craziness to think that you can do the job. I think that he has not spent a lot of time sweating the details of, you know, all the policies that...
Does that worry you?
Well, I think that can be both a strength and a weakness. I think it depends on how he approaches it. If it gives him fresh eyes, then that can be valuable. But it also requires you knowing what you don't know and putting in place people who do have the kinds of experience and background and knowledge that can inform good decision making. And look, I think it's fair to say that he and I are sort of opposites in some ways.
Voters often do that, don't they?
Yeah, but so let's say I'm on the policy wonk end of the spectrum. As much as I can dive into a briefing book and really work to master various subjects that come before my desk, I'm still not an expert on a huge amount of the stuff that we work on. But I do make sure that I've got people who are experts that are helping me make the...
Well, you know, interesting, the president's assessment here. He goes on to say in finishing that statement that he makes sure that he has good people around him that help him make the right decisions. I think you look at President-elect's cabinet choices. Boy, he's got some smart guys here. These are not knuckleheads. I mean, these are very experienced people. And, you know, and I think much about this job, as far as President of the United States is concerned, I mean, there's a little bit of OJT involved. You know, it's like a lot of the job training. It's not like you go to college and say, hey, we're going to take today, you know, President 101A, you know, as part of a mandatory requirement here. A lot of this stuff you're going to pick up as you go and adjust. And, I mean, you think of the backgrounds of these two men, as diverse as they are. Yes, opposite. A community organizer, junior senator, all of a sudden he's thrown into the number one job on the planet. I mean, are you kidding me? And now you got a chief executive officer who's had, you know, tons of experience in running businesses I think there's a huge leg up, in my humble opinion, for Donald Trump. Just saying. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America. As we continue to stay focused on getting this country back on track, knowing that it requires all hands on deck, forget about being a Republican or Democrat. It's about being an American citizen. It's about what's good, you know, for all of us. And I know we're going to be seeing some things here on TV as we go through this confirmation hearing, as the 115th Congress is well underway, that might battle that a little bit. And our next guest, you know, there are some nuances to what she has to share with us. And I'm particularly interested in terms of what she says that we should choose our words well in making our New Year's resolution stick. You know, we all see the coming of a new year as a chance to change things, make a fresh start, and do things differently. And that's the reason most of us make New Year's resolutions and ask for what we feel we need or want, whether it's about finding a new job, finding love, or even losing weight. I mean, hope reigns eternal, doesn't it, here, Mae McCarthy?
It does. Absolutely.
And I love
happy
that.
New Year.
Hey, happy New Year to you. May is what they describe as a serial. I say they because sometimes people write these things about us and you go, I didn't even think I was a serial entrepreneur, but I guess I am. A serial entrepreneur and investor. She's grown several companies into major enterprises. Not about asking and hoping for what we want in life, but more about thankfulness and actually getting it, right?
Absolutely, and using our words correctly, as you pointed out earlier.
Well, I'm a word person. Words have power, and you need to be careful about what you say. And I think this is part of the things, you know, that's happening in our culture today, is that we almost are defeating the very thing that we want by being so reckless in the words we use.
Absolutely. What we want to do is describe what we want, but as though it's already complete. This is something that we do in business all the time. We project what our next quarter is going to look like, our next year, our 5 years from now, and we focus all of our attention on that and look for opportunities to make those statements true. Mm-hmm. But if we're talking about, you know, I just want this or I need this, then you've already achieved your goal. You're already in a state of wanting. You're already in a state of needing.
Exactly.
And consequently, you don't need any subconscious or intuitive messaging to help point out possibilities.
Yeah, I mean, and it's interesting because in that process of not using the right words, as you say, we end up sabotaging the very thing that we want.
Oh, no doubt. There's a lot of people out there who think that they're focusing on what they want or what they desire when, in fact, what they're doing is talking about what they don't want. Mm-hmm. And then they're surprised to see evidence of that same thing occurring over and over and over again. You know, I don't want this conflict. I don't want my boss to treat me a certain way. I don't want our business to have this negative impact. And consequently, they start to see and notice that, in fact, what they don't want is happening more and more often. Mm-hmm. So change those words, and you'll start to notice evidence of those things that are already completed in your words as having happened.
There's incredible power in the attitude of gratitude, isn't there?
Oh, my goodness. Well, what that does, I mean, scientifically speaking, what many brain researchers have shown is that when we have gratitude and positive emotions, when we really use that idea of gratitude, it lights up that front part of our brain, which in fact has shown that we can focus and notice more possibilities easier. Mm-hmm. So gratitude is sort of magnetic to helping us understand what steps we should take. It filters that those billions of pieces of data that are coming at us every day and almost illuminates possibilities for us to take steps to achieve those goals.
It gives us lift as opposed to dragging us down, right? Because all those negative thoughts are like anchors that hold us down. But, you know, you talk about the wind underneath your wings. I mean, it is that attitude of gratitude.
It does affect that. I mean, it certainly lifts your spirit. When you say thank you or you just force yourself to have a smile, again, what we're doing is lighting up that front part of our brain and releasing dopamine into our brain, which is a great feeling.
I know it sounds kind of goofy when you talk about dopamine, you know, and people say, I don't want to be a dopey, but no, it's that's a good thing, dopamine, by the way.
Yeah, it's energy.
Exactly.
And, you know, a great example that a lot of people can identify with is, you know, the last time you bought a car. Most people, when they're thinking about buying a car, they do some research, they narrow down the possibilities, they talk to their friends and family about it, they go and test drive a car, and they think about it and imagine seeing themselves in their new car. They're happy about it. They're excited about it. Well, what happens? Don't we start to notice that car driving around everywhere on the road?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We never noticed it before.
Right.
I mean, it was just one of a sea of traffic. But now we start to notice it, and that's how our brain helps us to notice possibilities to make our goal attainments true. Our goal statements true.
Exactly. We want to engage the senses, like you say. Even when you get behind the wheel of a car and you're in a test drive, you're smelling the car. You know, all the senses of who you are get engaged, and this adds momentum to the possibilities, doesn't it?
Right. We're making that car ours before it is ours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
well,
and you can do that in every area of your life. If it's you mentioned new relationships or new jobs. I mean, if you describe a new relationship as though it's already completed and revisit those goals daily. This is the problem with resolutions. Resolutions, a lot of people make them in January and then can't find them by March.
Mm-hmm.
But what I recommend is set that alarm 10, 15 minutes early and revisit those goals every day. Start your day looking at that instead of your mobile device.
Mm-hmm.
And what will happen is you're sort of priming your brain for success. This routine is sort of a ritual that primes your brain to notice the possibilities to help you make those statements true.
You know, relevant to those goals, I will share with you, and may you may have read this as well, and in research it's been determined, they researched, thousands of successful entrepreneurs, and they found that there was one thing they all had in common. Of all the different backgrounds and education and everything, it was one thing that they consistently did. And I used to share this with my staff when I was building sales teams across the country. I said, look at, if you want to be one of the, you know, in the top 1%, here's one thing that you can do that is consistent with everybody else that's been successful. Number one, have a goal. Number two, write it down.
Yep. Every
right?
day. Every wow. single day. And if you want to hit the level of, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Oprah Winfrey, another thing that you can do is have some courage, as Steve Jobs said, to follow this intuitive messaging that you have within you that is beyond your rational mind. Sometimes you'll get a thought to call someone or go somewhere. Well, you might want to just do that.
Yeah, it is rather interesting how that pulls in. I was just reading a story about Steve Jobs and that he was adopted, and some of his background and things that motivated him. I mean, rather fascinating man. Very blessed, no doubt, and very driven. But I drew that from the story as well, is that he wasn't afraid of taking any risk.
No, and if any of your listeners would like to learn a little bit more, they can certainly check out my website or my book.
Well, we're going to be back for another segment. We'll give it a chance to plug that appropriately. Mae McCarthy is with us. This is Bill Martinez Live. We're taking a New Year's resolutions. We're taking a look at the words we use and not to be so reckless in using them, okay? Let's make them for our good.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest-priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month, get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
You got the invitation, you got the right address. You need some medication, the answer's always yes. A little chance encounter could be the one you've waited for. Just squeeze a bit more. Tonight we're on a mission, tonight's the casting call. This is the real audition.
Oh God, help us all.
You make the right impression, then everybody knows your name.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
And we the people are dancing, you know. Let me tell you, you cannot be depressed if you're dancing. I just don't know how how to put those two together. You know, we're just having fun here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, having fun in a serious sort of way, and this is why we have Mae McCarthy with us. Mae has a fascinating background, CEO of Bizults. I hope I'm saying that right, Mae.
You are.
34 plus years, serial entrepreneur, as they describe her, angel investor, author, a philanthropist. She started to tell us a little bit about her book, The Path to Wealth, Seven Spiritual Steps for Financial Abundance. You can go to her website at maymccarthy.com for all the pertinent information, because you'll want to get your hands on this book, and especially after this conversation we're having right now, and hopefully it's encouraging you to be mindful of the words that you're using, because these negative words will, you're going to get stuck. And we're at a point where this country is getting ready to explode and enter into what I call a new industrial revolution, so to speak. And if you're stuck in all this stinking thinking and these bad words that are holding you back, guess what? Your contemporaries are at the starting line, and you're going to get left in the dust, lickety-split. And worse than that, Mae, is I think about the waste of humanity as a human being and your contribution that the culture is waiting for. Your contribution is so necessary. It's not a Republican, a Democrat. Forget about all this political junk. It's about you as a human being, and that you count and you matter. And you need to be part of the solution here. But you need to see that sometimes when, you know, we see the examples, like even like last night with Meryl Streep. I mean, here she is being honored for her breadth of work. And the words that she used last night, Mae, to your point, were so debilitating to herself. It robbed her of that moment of where she could be so grateful and so gracious about what she's contributed to the arts, but yet she wanted to spend so much time on this negativity that I think counterbalanced the blessing that she was to receive that night.
Well, you know, there's so many great people that talk about this idea of the collective, and if we're constantly on a collective basis talking about how awful everything is, then there's going to be more evidence of us seeing an awful world. But if we each person talked about and thought about and imagined being in the world that we want to live in, being in a country that we're proud of, if we start doing that, even though we may not see the evidence today, if we start saying, I'm so grateful that I live in a wonderful country and all of us treat each other with respect and harmony and we're prospering beyond our wildest dreams, and I feel healthy and happy and delighted in understanding and knowing my neighbors and my community, I love living here. Even though that may not be true today, if we start talking about writing out those statements, imagining ourselves in that completed goal, we're going to start noticing more evidence of that actually happening and have a better life. We can create the world we want to live in. We can create the finances that we want to have, the relationships that we want to have, the health that we want to have, simply by talking about it and being grateful for it in advance.
Exactly.
And that feeling of fraud that you might have where you're talking about something that isn't, you know, manifest yet, that will go away as you do this on a daily basis, and you will start to notice evidence of it being true. I mean, why is it that I can go see a car accident, you could see a car accident, 10 people could see the same car accident, and we all have a different story about what happened?
Exactly. Well, that's what we bring, you know, what we bring to the experience. And this is why in, you know, in some programs, it is that statement, you fake it till you make it kind of thing. And maybe it's a little bit of that, but that's okay. But the idea is that you make it, right?
Right. We actually can, in fact, see what we want to achieve once we start talking about it, thinking about it, and imagining. I mean, any great athlete, musician, even business person, I mean, what we do is we not only will write down our goals every day, but we'll read them out loud with emotion and gratitude, and then spend time doing something that professional athletes called mental training. Mm-hmm. We will actually close our eyes and see ourselves in that successfully completed goal. We'll see ourselves landing the deal, meeting our financial expectations, having harmonious relationships with our coworkers, our communities, our families. We'll see ourselves completing our goal long before it ever happens. And what that does is it sort of magnetizes us somehow to notice possibilities to make those statements true.
May, why are you so confident that this happens?
I've been doing it for 35 years, and I have been around the country training thousands and thousands of people in my workshops, and I get emails on a daily basis from people, Facebook posts, all sorts of stuff, saying, you know what, I thought this was bogus, but I started doing what you said, and yeah, I felt a little fraudulent at first, but as time went on, I was able to get these thoughts and these gut instincts to take some action, you know, go somewhere. And as I'm walking into this one place, somebody's walking out and they've got the direction for me to take so that I achieve my goal. I mean, I've had people call me and say, May, I just landed $500,000 contract because I felt guided to go to this other location rather than to where I normally go, and ran into somebody that gave me an opportunity to make a presentation. I mean, it's really uncanny. This is something that Albert Einstein called our intuitive mind. Mm-hmm. We all have access to manifest or to get information to help us achieve our goals. But the first and most important thing is to have a goal and have it worded the way that you want it to be.
Exactly. Well, May, in biblical terms, we go back and appreciate some would say that we are made in the image, as God said, we are made in His image. And what did God do when He created the heavens and the earth? You know, He thought about it, spoke it into existence, and exactly the way it came out. Now, if we're made in God's image, and that's part of who we are, and you look in whether it's Einstein or others that reinforce what they're doing is reinforcing a universal truth. And when I ask you why you're so confident, yes, the empirical evidence is there time and time again. And this has been going on for millennia. This isn't just something that just happened in the last 5 years, right?
Right. Well, since you brought up the Bible, I mean, think about what Jesus said. Jesus said, see the harvest. I mean, before the fields were even planted, see the harvest in advance, and that is what you will receive.
Right.
You know, you can do that. And the other thing about achieving goals is, as you're writing down what you want, as though it's already complete with gratitude, take another step and go find stories about people successfully experiencing what it is that you want. Make that familiar to you. You know, when I was considering being an author, or I have another friend who's a scientist that wanted to be a singer, what she did was she went out and she met people that were singing part-time and getting paid for it. She thought about it. She went to events and watched them, and she made what she wanted familiar while she was writing down every single day that she was using her gifts and talents to achieve her goals. And consequently, she did. All do this. This is not a secret. It's a system.
Yeah, exactly. And May, great ideas. Thank you so much for coming on. Remind everybody how they can be in touch with you, get their hands on your book, and start this new year with a positive foot forward that will really make a positive and growth experience for them.
Right. Everyone can do this. If for your listeners, they're welcome to download the first three chapters free at maymccarthy.com.
Wow, that's great. And, of course, the name of the book, remind everybody?
The Path to Wealth.
May McCarthy, CEO of Bezoltz, 34-plus years, 35 years now, serial entrepreneur, angel investor, author, and philanthropist. May, thank you so much for being
here. I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit. Until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
When the bells all ring and the horns all blow, and the couples we know are fondly kissing, will I be with you, or will I be among the missing?
Bill Martinez live.
What are you doing?
Happy New Year's. Bluesy here right now, I understand. You may wonder, you know, hey, it didn't sound too happy to me, but look at, we choose our words carefully, as Mae McCarthy was explaining to us, and that's the opportunity. And, you know, for those, of you and us, I mean, because we all go through the severing times, is we get down and out, and we start saying the wrong words, and we start creating a world that is just the opposite of what we want by what we say, and we get ourselves trapped. And you may find yourself at the start of this new year in a position to say, well, you know, I just don't, I don't know if I can get on top of this. I'm just so stuck, in all this negativity. And you may not realize it as negativity for you. You might just say, hey, this is reality, Bill. And I have some people, this is reality. It's the world I live in. Well, is it the world you want to live in? Maybe that's the question. Well, our next guest has an interesting question here. He says, what if I told you prison was part of preparing for life? Incredibly, our next guest, Jim McGuire, says just that. He's now an author, and his story will give you some hope about someone who was able to rebound and create for himself a new life. His was quite a compelling story about how a life sentence transformed his way of life and living. It is, like I said, a most incredible one. He has written a book called Unshackled, A Remarkable Journey to Finding Life's Meaning from Prison and Releasing the Guilt, Shame, and Bitterness of the Past. Gene McGuire, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us, sir.
Well, thank you, and to all your listeners. Bill, thank you so much for the opportunity. It's a real pleasure to connect with you and to talk, and you know, my hope is to to bring some purpose and meaning and some obviously hope to people's lives who are, you know, maybe struggling, whether they were connected in the prison system or in business or in family or just struggling through everyday life.
Well, and life can be tough. There's no doubt about it, Gene. I mean, you know, here in your situation, I mean, you're serving a life sentence, and I have people tell me, Bill, you don't understand. You don't know what kind of life, how can I possibly start over again? And it's almost like they've set an appointment mentally with death, and they just can't wait to exit. And I say, look, put your hand on your heart. Is there a heartbeat there? As long as there's a heartbeat, you still got time to make a difference. You know, God's not done with you yet. But don't check out that, and especially for a time such as this, Gene, I think where this country is crying out for people, and there are so many heroes waiting on the sidelines to be acknowledged. And not that it's all about being a hero as much as it is about, as you say, fulfilling your God-given purpose. That is absolutely driving you, because you know, even if you're set up in the wrong world, you know instinctively that it's not right, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, for myself, going into the prison system at a young 17 years old as a juvenile, facing a life sentence, trying to figure out what in the world was I doing and how did I get to the point where I was serving life without parole as a 17-year-old and a juvenile, and it's just those questions propelled me. I didn't get them right away, but I kind of later on and through my sentence, I started to plug in and ask the right questions, and the time to sit down and hear and listen and connect and started to figure out some of it. Still doing it at 56, but. God has been good, and he's there for us. He's for us and not against us.
Well, Gene, here you are. I mean, you're serving a life prison sentence for a murder you didn't commit. You knew you didn't commit it, yet here it is. Everything is against you, and you have outside forces trying to reform the image and understanding of who you thought Gene McGuire was. And for 35 years, that is a tough, tough deal to fight against, because everything says that you're a murderer, and inside you're very, the cells of your soul are crying out that is not so.
Absolutely, yeah. I spent 9 months in a juvenile center before I was sentenced the day before my 18th birthday to life without parole. I had an attorney who gave me the best scenario, was to plead guilty for murder, which a homicide which my cousin committed out while we were out drinking, playing some pool one night at a bar, and he decided to rob the place. And I knew I wasn't going to do that, so I went outside and hung out. He went back in, and in the process, he murdered the owner, stabbed the owner. I stuck around. He was my favorite cousin, and I just made some really, really bad choices and decisions and things I had to live with. And the day before my 18th birthday, I was sentenced to life without parole, thinking that I was going to get 8 to 10 years in my mind, because that's basically what my attorney told me. And I got a rude awakening when I went to the state correctional institution in Camp Hill, Pennsylvania, to start my adult correctional time. And I met other guys during life, and they were saying, hey, young buck, you're going to die in this place like the rest of us. There's no parole. And so it kind of set me to a point where I'm going to get a GED. I went to college and did some coursework and got involved in everything I can get involved in. I just wanted to make my life purposeful, and still struggled, not really knowing why I made the choices. I wasn't abused. I wasn't neglected. I grew up in an alcoholic family, like so many people, but I made my own choices, So I just said, what is it that made, and I realized I lacked moral compass. I really lacked principle in my life. About 6 years into my sentence of doing everything I should be doing, work, school, programs, psychologists, meeting with groups and stress and anger and all those things, it kind of really became empty, very empty for me and repetitive. Prison is very repetitive. It's very violent, but it's very repetitive, very routine. I met up a couple guys that had access to some drug medication drugs. and we started getting high a lot, and we started partying and in the prison system, doing meth, doing cocaine. So I did that for about 3 years, and one day I attended a...
Some people are going to be shocked here,
Gene,
to think that here you are, you're incarcerated in a prison system, but you have wholesale accessibility to drugs. And anything for that matter, right?
Yeah. Back in the 70s and 80s, there was security was a lot lax, a lot more than it is today. The prisons were more wide open. They didn't realize there was a problem with the access of drugs coming in through visits and through various ways. If you really want it bad enough, you'll get it. Mm-hmm. And we used it as recreational. We used it as a way of masking pain, shame, and guilt. I did.
Yeah.
And I did it every week for pretty much 2.5 years and, never got caught. And I kind of lived below the radar. Mm-hmm. I lived a chameleon life. I was a good inmate. I knew how to dress, I knew how to act, I knew how to talk, I knew how to obey the authority. I learned that over a period of time. But I was really devoid of a moral compass in my life, and kind of did whatever felt good and did what I wanted.
You're trying to survive in this mm-hmm. most incredible of situation. I mean, you go from having freedom, being with your family. Sure. Now you're incarcerated, and on top of that, there's very little hope you're going to get out. This is life for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. Life without parole and. It doesn't matter. You still try to survive, and you hope that the governor would one day, and that was my only access, was the governor through mm-hmm. a commutation process, which after about 12 years, you're permitted to file. After about 10, 12 years, you're kind of permitted to file these plea of mercies with the governor based, asking to have him reduce your sentence from life in prison to life on parole based on merit, based on your accomplishments and your remorse and your accountability
exactly.
and the things that you've connected with, your friends, family,
right.
support team.
Gene, we got to go to break. We'll be right back with Gene McGuire, his story on Bill Martinez Live, 18 before the top of the hour right now.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that could make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Honey, What is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah, I'm free. Free falling.
You don't know how it feels. You don't know how it feels.
America, 14 before the top of the hour. You know, freedom is so, I guess, underappreciated, and we take it for granted here in this country, but I can tell you, when you lose your freedom and you're restricted in any way and you are shackled, well, I'll tell you, you understand quickly the difference. And for Gene McGuire, his world was shaken back in 1977, one of three people involved in a late-night robbery of a bar. One of his, one of the men, his cousin, stabbed and killed the bar owner at 17. Gene was sentenced to life in prison without parole. He embraced the prison culture wholeheartedly for nearly 10 years. And then, by God's grace, Gene's world got turned upside down. Gene, the moral compass that you said you lacked suddenly confronted you, and you had a choice to make, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I was attending a revival weekend at the prison at Camp Hill, Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. and it was called Prison Invasion 1986, and it was a group of 100 men who came into the prison Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But one of the things that overwhelmed me was just the love of God that these guys showed. And, you know, they pray for you, hug on you, tell you that you're important, and I never had that in my life. And wow. So I was just attracted to that, and I went to the services on Friday night. It was exciting. They had a ministry called Teen Challenge there. They had testimonies. They had worship music and just some excitement in church, you know. And that I went Friday night. Of course, the man that was preaching, I don't remember his name, but he just said Jesus died and rose again, and in him you have life. And I thought, wow, did he really do it for me? And then at the end of the night, the pastor said, real men make commitments. And I thought, man, I need to make a commitment. Well, I didn't. And I went back again Saturday night. And the same kind of message, same theme, and I was challenged again. There I was sat in the prison chapel amongst 250, 300, both inmates like myself and outside volunteers. And the man said again, Jesus died and rose again. And then in him you have life. And real men make commitments. And again, I didn't. So at the end of the night, it was a time of fellowship when guys were just mingling and talking before we went back to ourselves. And a man came up to me, and he was from the outside, and he says, "Hey, my name is Larry Titus. Have you made a commitment?" And I thought, wow, I can't get away from this challenge. And,
that's right.
So I said, no. And I said, well, how long have you been a Christian? He says, since I was 4 years old. He said, I accepted the Lord. And at five, I knew God called me to be a missionary. Well, he was a pastor from a church, Christ Community, right down a mile down the road. We started a relationship. So he gave me his card. He said, if you need anything, give me a call. Well, I didn't make the commitment that night, and the next morning I did at the service, and I went up front and I just got on my knees. I said, God, I give it all to you, and I want Christ in my life, and I want to be set free and forgiven. And man, I tell you, it just really, really changed my heart, changed my life, my view, my temperament. It changed how I treated people. And I just knew that the love of God was real and was expressed through Christ. And I just started a relationship. And it started a relationship between Larry and I. And the pastor, Larry Titus, would come in to visit me every week, every Monday. He would come in and just instruct me in the Word. And whatever he taught his church, whatever he taught his men, he would teach me. Which lasted, you know, for quite a few years. It went over a 25-year period before my release. But in those periods of time, whatever I learned from him, I would just apply and teach other inmates, and we would do Bible studies in the yard, on the cell blocks, in our cells. We would just walk the yards and carry our Bibles or not, you know, and just pray for people and just love on people. If they needed some clothes, they needed some sneakers, they needed some shorts to run ball, we would try to get them. And we just started the ministry of serving people in the prison, and I realized that relationships are more important than projects, and it's the most important thing in my life is relationships. So building those relationships with new inmates, young and old, and guys that, you know, society has rejected or they just feel unworthy or unwanted, we would just try to embrace them and bring them in and let them know that they have a purpose and a direction, because I found it in my life through Christ and the other people that invested in me.
Gene, did you think it was like a miracle? I mean, for you to do an absolute 180 in 3 days. I mean, you've had a life. You were surviving. You were shackled within this prison, and after 3 days of being exposed, you had to feel like, wow, you know, why would God choose you? And all this, I mean, all these emotions and thoughts, and probably even the other men, your fellow prisoners, the people there, you know, probably witnessed this 180 in your life as well, and they're probably thinking, is this guy for real? Is this legit, or did he find a new con to work here?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, my friends would come to my cell, and they say, "You want to get high?" I'm like, "No, I don't want to get high. I just want to read my Bible, you know. I just want to have fellowship. You want to pray with me?" You know, they look at me like, "Man, Gene, you're crazy," you know. And,
yeah, right.
And even my mother, my mother was a longtime alcoholic, had gotten became a born again Christian 3 or 4 years before me, and I saw a transformation in her life through visits. And I remember, you know, she was leery of my conversion, if you want to call that, and being born again. It just took time. But the guys that I was around in the prison, they saw it pretty quickly, and they knew that. And I thought, you know, I may not be a preacher, I may not be a pastor, I may not be really good at the Bible, but I want to be an example. I want to be a faithful believer of someone who's trusting the Lord and living a Christ-centered life. And that's what I kind of focused on, just being an example to the other men around me, which proved well, because people generally respected the fact that I walked the walk, and I didn't know a whole lot, but what I did know, I applied to my life, and that's what others saw, and just loved on people.
It's your story. I mean, here you are, you're shackled, now in the process, in serving a life prison, being shackled for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, you're unshackled, you're being released of the guilt, the shame, and the bitterness of the past as you walk out your life journey and your new life in Christ. I mean, are you like waking up every day wanting to pinch yourself? Because you are free in an area that you should not be free in.
Yeah, that's one of the major, I tried to express that to Larry, and and to others that the freedom from sin, freedom from bondage, freedom from your past is not a matter of demographics. It could be anywhere you're at. And for me, I felt like a prince at times just walking through. I had a lot of favor. I earned a lot of respect. I earned a lot of trust. And I honored that, and I respected the authority. I learned how to respect authority, and people responded to that. And I was just free to be who God wanted me to be and to serve other people. I learned that, serving is a prerequisite for leadership. And nice. I love responsibility. And so I took on responsibility anywhere I can go. If there was something, it was a problem, I learned to say, hey, I'm the problem. So I stopped blaming other people. I stopped looking at others as the problem, as the fault. And I said, God, start with me. And that was the freedom I had with it. I knew I could trust the Lord and that he had me. And so whether I lived or die, I was going to serve the Lord in prison. And for quite a few years, having asked the governor of Pennsylvania through a commutation process to reduce my sentence from life in prison to life on parole and been denied, I learned to be appreciative and always give God thanks in all circumstances. Because exactly. That's the will of God. Right. And no matter if I got denied or if I got a favor or whatever it was, I just learned to say, God, thank you that you love me and care for me and that your purpose for me is right today.
Exactly.
It's not about getting out. It's about what am I... I want to do your will right here, right now. And I was able to do it, and I felt it, and I experienced it.
Well, for 25 years after your conversion, you submit to discipleship. You become a spiritual leader to thousands of inmates with no hope of, for release for yourself. As you said, you appealed to the governor on several occasions. Meanwhile, you're going about the Father's business. You're developing a fruitful, fulfilling ministry within this world that you find yourself in. Though some would think you're shackled, you're saying I'm actually absolutely unshackling and free in this situation. And you're freeing other people in similar circumstances right there, too. So what a blessing, an incredible story. But then 35 years into your prison sentence, in this last minute or so, Gene, let's summarize. You get an unexpected miracle. What happened?
Well, I was able to go back into court in 2010, and in 2000, it took about 2 years, and about 2012, of April 3rd, I stood before a judge who recognized that I had been sentenced illegally, and the judge sentenced me to 34 years, 9 months, and 15 days time served, and I was released right then. In the courtroom, my family, friends, about 50 people in the courtroom, just embraced me. I had continued building relationships, so I had a very, very great support team
exactly.
when I got out.
Well, Gene, we're out of time. I will tell everybody you can go to GeneMaguire.org for more information on Gene's story, Unshackled. Gene Maguire, thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
ProPure Water Filters.